The Mishnah tells us in Megillah that it's actually a debate, but the Mishnah talks about the different days, how many aliyahs. So Sheni V'Chamishi 3, Rosh Chodesh Chol Hamoed 4, Yom Tov 5, Yom Kippur 6, Shabbat 7, Machlokes, we pass in Yom Kippur 6, Yom Kippur 7, and the Mishnah is clear on Shabbos, we're allowed to do Hosafas. On Yom Tov, it's a discussion. We pass Kilmaker Adin. We have Hosafas on Yom Tov also, because the whole debate whether Mafta, Ola, Women, and Shiva, we do Yom Tov, we do Pustam after. We see on Atinus, we do the Mafta and Shlishi because you're not going to have Hosafas on Atinus. So, there are some parshas, there are some times where you're not going to do Hosafas. So there's a interesting halacha brought down, I think it's in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, about not having a hefsek, not having hosafas during Parshas Ha'azino. In fact, Rav Shachto was like saying over when I think he was in London one time, and it was a bar mitzvah, so they gave out a lot of hosafas. He was walking home with the Rav, and he said, you know how to do hosafas? He said, never heard of it. I mean, a lot of people never heard of it. I think he was in Shul another time, and the rabbi, there was a mistake in the waning. So the rabbi said, it was Parshas Ha'azino, and he said, let's try to get seven aliyahs from the mistake. But then he came back and mentioned that that's true for other parishes, but Parshas Ha'azino, you can't have a hefsek. You can't have a sophist. Why can't you have a sophist? So the commentators explain, Rav Soloveitchik discusses it, because Hazino is a poem, it's a shira. And when a poem is how you read and stop in the right spot. If you pause in the wrong time, so then it changes the whole meaning. So therefore, you can't go ahead and pause or do hosafas, or change where to stop. So it's a debate whether it applies on Monday and Thursday also, because you're only reading some of the parasha. Many assume it doesn't apply to Monday and Thursday. It only applies to Shabbos. Others say it applies even to Monday and Thursday, and that's the practice of Chabad. I think the Rav was brought up in a village of Chabad, so he had different Chabad minhagim, and he explained that that could even be a din d'oraisa. How could it be a din d'oraisa? Because he brings a Magadavam as a contradiction. In one place, the Gemara says, called Psuka. Any pasuk, we can't read a half a pasuk. Another time, the Gemara says, called Parsha, Sheino Pasuk. So which one is it? So, Rav Soloveitchik explained, like when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, it's a dinim psukim. That you can, you have to have, you need at least three psukim, and then you could have a minimum of 10. On Shabbos, you need seven aliyahs, three psukim. So since the Takana set up in psukim, and then we say called psuka, the will paskin and Moshe. And when it says called parasha, it's talking about by Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema, parasha Rishona, parasha Shnita, Tosha says it's Darais. It's a discussion, what should we do for parasha, for the third parasha? So it's in parasha, so you can't cut off the parasha. He wants to say perhaps even a din daraisa, that if you break up in a situation of Hazino. So clearly, anyway, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't do Hosafas in Hazino because it is. And and that's when we're reading the whole parasha. And it's a debate about Monday and Thursday. Some even say on Monday and Thursday, you should, stop in different places.